Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show with your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
How are you today? It is the 29th, and you are listening to the Sit a Spell Show. I am one of your hosts, Lisa Lee, and I've got the amazeballs, Teresa, with me. T, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine, my darling, and very excited to be in this new time slot we have.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so I think maybe we should tell any new listeners a little bit about ourselves. What do you think?
Oh, that's probably a good idea, because they're tuning in going, who are these crazy old bats?
Yep, I'll let you start.
Okay, well, the Sit a Spell Show is clearly, but it is about the craft, witchcraft. But we are here to change the perception of witches that is out there right now. Our show is about empowering people through magic and empowering people through just love and happiness with lots and lots of giggles going on. And we try to entertain you and just make the world a better place. Me, Lisa Lee, I've been a practicing, I don't want to call myself a Wiccan or anything like that. For me, I'm more eclectic. I grab the good pieces and parts from all faiths. And I'm just me. I do practice witchcraft. I do spells. I was raised this way. My daughters, I've raised them that way, except for that little part of time in my life when I rebelled and I turned into like a massive right-wing crazy person, but I got out of that and now I'm just me. And we are all about changing the perspective, and we're about having fun and making a difference in this world and in people's lives. We're all about taking care of humans and animals in this earth and loving everyone and making the place a brighter place. T, what about you, sweetheart?
Well, I consider myself a Gnostic with pagan overtones.
Okay.
Okay. I love to be out in the woodlands, and that's where my church is out in the woods with the little critters. And I'm part of a little group of women, and we call ourselves those who honor dead things. And if you're in Minnesota and see some crazy broads out on the highway picking up roadkill, chances are I'm one of them. I'm also Reiki level 2. And, you know, I got a husband, I got a daughter, two dogs, and, you know, I'm a little bit touched in the head. But I'll admit to that. So there you go.
Oh, yeah, she totally admits to it, so it's all good.
Yeah, and the occasional nudity that I throw out everywhere. And I am not afraid to share embarrassing, horrible stories. So there you go.
And I have more blonde moments than I'd like to admit, but it happens. It's just the way it is.
Yes.
So we were supposed to be debuting our new time slot today, right now, while you're listening, but we accidentally debuted last week. So for those that followed us last week and you came to our show this week, we want to welcome you back for our new listeners. Hello, darlings. Are you ready for some fun and a little bit of witchcraft? So, T, what did you do in the last week since our last show?
Oh, well, I'm getting all prepared for the Day of the Dead celebration coming up. And we are going up to Duluth. And I have my little sugar skulls. And we went out and looked, me and Angelina went out and looked for tchotchkes, you know. So I have everything I need. I've got my skulls. I've got, you know, little Mexican blankets that I'm sewing the names of my loved ones on. And we, Angelina and I had a blast looking for this stuff. And thank God she speaks Spanish, because we were down in the Hispanic area of St. Paul. And I was standing around going, huh, because I couldn't understand a word anybody was saying. So I'm glad she was there to be my translator. And unfortunately, she was not part of Don't Spend All Your Money.
Of course she wasn't.
Because T went balls to the walls, sweetheart. I went balls to the walls. And then we went back to her house and hung out, and I got to play with her new kitties. She's Aww. Got the cutest little baby kittens. They're Aww. Adorable. It's and then fun. I went, huh?
I was just going to say, it sounds like you had a really, really great day.
I did. It was an awesome day. I was very, very happy, although my feet were swollen up when I got home, but that's okay. Life goes on. And then we did a investigation this weekend, which was really fun.
Like a paranormal investigation?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Part of our Bright Paranormal. We went to a private home in Apple Valley, and I can't give details because there's a thing called confidentiality.
Well, thank God.
Yes. And I'm one of those people that's a stickler for it.
Oh, me
but,
too.
Yeah. But we did have a lot of action going on, so that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yay. Yay. What were you up to?
I was at the Mounts Theater all weekend. We had brought back the play Night of the Living Dead, which is based on the movie that's Night of the Living Dead, but it's a interactive play where the zombies interact with the audience. And it's the funniest and funnest play that I've ever been to. I work at the Mount Theater. I'm the house manager. So I was there all weekend, and it was just so fun. We've got these two little girl zombies. They get their plants. Actually, we've got a few plants in the audience. There's these two little girl zombies that are just so adorable until they get zombified, and then they're just scary as shit. And the one, I don't remember what her name is, but she, I was making popcorn behind the concession stand, and she was waiting for me on the other side to turn around and see her, and she had like this look on her, like it was, I almost peed myself. I'm not kidding. So she made it her mission for the rest of the night to make sure that she scared the crap out of me every moment that she could. Yeah. She was an evil little baby zombie. Oh, and we had our very first wedding at the theater, and it was beautiful.
Yay.
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. Our first same-sex wedding, actually. And it was just elegant and beautiful and so proud of them. It was wonderful. So that was pretty much my weekend. The rest of the week, pretty uneventful, that I can't think of anything else I did. I got into a big, huge fight on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. And your argument goes along with what I was going to be mentioning about a post on Facebook about bullying and how, you know, we need to teach the kids how to cope with it, or we're just raising a bunch of victims. And I'm like, yeah, we need to teach them how to cope with it, but we also need to come down harder on these damn bullies.
Agreed.
And they need to have stronger consequences, because right now they're just getting a slap on the hand and they go about their business. So it's almost like we as a society are just continuing to perpetuate the bullying.
Yep, we completely are. There's not enough consequence. And no. What I was in my firefight with was over a person that I didn't know was homophobic, but turns out she's very homophobic. And my Facebook is my domain. It is not a democracy. You can say what you want, but if I don't like it, screw you. I'm deleting you, you know, or whatever you said. It's like a monarchy where I get sparkles and a crown and everything. I'm just kidding.
You're the dictator.
I am. It's my damn Facebook. So when I saw this homophobic crap, I was no. So I tried to educate, and it didn't go well. In fact, it just made things worse. So I deleted that person and blocked that person. And then her friend just went on attack mode. And she's like telling me to stop. And I'm like, I'm not the one that's actually blowing this up. It's you. It could have been very simple, you know. And I stand by my status 100%. You know what? Don't be a homophobe. Fuck you. Yeah.
And there was like 35 responses to this thing. And
no,
I'm like,
no, it's right now it's at 60 something now.
Are you kidding me?
With 47 something likes and 60 something comments. It's insane. But I'm standing by it, and I'm not taking it down either.
Yeah, I'm all about not being homophobic. I have a lesbian daughter, and I love her, and I'm proud of her. And if you don't like it, turn your head.
Exactly. It's pretty simple.
I turn my head when I see y'all doing your thing, and it grosses me out.
I just, if you don't like it, like you said, turn your head. Who cares? Life is too short.
Yeah. It's Josh, chicks kissing is hot.
Josh,
only
is
our
producer.
Josh. Yes. And if you need an awesome, awesome producer, if you're doing a radio show, you need to get in contact with Josh Hadley at 1201beyond.com. Without him, we would sound like last week's show. Worse.
I was just going to say, right, because last week, we were like, no, Josh, you're taking the week off because he works so hard and he makes our show so pretty. So T and I tried to produce our own show. So it probably takes Josh maybe an hour or two to do our show. I would imagine. I actually don't know. It took Teresa and I all stinking night long. It was horrifying. And so at the end at like, what was it? 3:30 in the morning, we sent it to Josh and we're like, can you please fix this?
Yeah, the audio was really bad.
And I did fix things. I did.
You did an awesome job.
That's why we call you Superman.
Yep. So I highly recommend anybody who's doing a online radio, get Josh for your producer, because your show will blow out of the water when he's done with you. So we need to get to the news.
Yes, we've got a couple of news stories for you. This is what we always do in our first segment. We catch up on what we've been up to, and then we do some quick news, and then we shoot you over to a song. And this week's theme is obviously Halloween. Yay, which is actually a very high holiday for us, but it's also fun. So, okay, T, you want to do the news first?
Alrighty, witchcraft in Dorset, all thanks to a middle-aged nudist from Highcliffe. That's my favorite thing. One of the fastest-growing religions in the world is modern pagan witchcraft, otherwise known as Wicca. And it's all thanks to a middle-aged man from Dorset called Gerald Gardner. Contrary to popular belief, Wiccans, who call themselves witches, don't worship the devil. They bow down instead to the goddess of nature. They have no need for a church or temple, as their connection with the land leads them to perform their rituals outdoors. To this day, covens gather in our forest areas, believing in the power to cast spells. But they don't court publicity. They go about worshiping their gods, respecting the moon, and working with crystals, incense, oils, and brews with no fanfare. They use herbs and find magic and other kitchen ingredients. They like to develop their own abilities and intuition. And it is said that in 2013, you're never far from a witch. The forthcoming census results are expected to show that Wicca is one of the top 10 religions in the UK. But why are more and more people turning to the faith? Some say it is because we have lost our sense of belonging and we need to connect once again to the rhythms of the earth, when the people would plant their crops by the phases of the moon and celebrate the seasons.
We also have cookies.
Yeah, we have awesome cookies. Wicca also has polarity between the male and female. Some people find this balance to be more their liking than a patriarchal community.
I love it.
I do too.
And we do offer cookies.
We do. Cookies and caramel apples.
Yes.
And sometimes cake pops.
Well, we had to learn how to make those for Ashley. Mine is modern witchcraft entails science. Witches have always been tied to Halloween lore. However, it has taken centuries for men and women of the spiritual belief in witchcraft to shake the popular belief that they believe and worship the devil and their practices are evil. No one in the Ogden area has fought harder in creating a positive example, other than us, of a good witch than Moondance Coven High Priestess Michelle Savage. The Moondance Coven has done various charity work, including knitting, crocheting, hundreds of capes and gloves for the homeless, and helping clean up the Ogden River Parkway. Although some of the witchy stereotypes are true, there may be more science behind witchcraft than people think. Witches believe the world is made up of energy. Not a mystical energy, but the same energy that is studied in labs across the globe. I think there's exactly the same. Calm down, science people, said Savage. The energy of every living thing can be photographed and measured. We all know everything is made up of energy. Nothing is solid or fixed. It's just a matter of different density of atoms. Our own energy field can be manipulated by us to change and affect our surroundings. And Savage doesn't go into each new witchy endeavor blindly. She said, when I read the new about a new technique in witchcraft, I do my research in science, she said. I find out how it could work, and I try it out several different ways using the concepts until I figured it out to get it right. Quantum physics is a field of science that pushes the boundaries of the possibilities in the universe through the study of quantum theory. In the double slit experience, which I've seen and is very cool, particles have acted the same way in countless times, will change your behavior when observed. This baffles scientists to this day. We wanted to point out and do this story specifically because it shows, you know, pagans and witches in a positive light. And I love that they're doing it in, you know, scientifically, because you would think that I would believe in everything. The fact of the matter is I believe in crap. I don't believe in anything unless it's scientifically based. I'm the worst or the biggest skeptic there is. And the fact that
skepticism is good anyway.
Yeah, I agree with that. But they're doing a positive thing and trying to change the perceptions out there. And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
And we're trying to do that with this show, too.
That's exactly what we're doing.
We're trying to show you, the listening audience, another side of what, you know, the media and everything is putting out there that paganism is. And it's not what you think it is. So we need to take our first break. And we will be back with two segments, Candy Airs with the Wisdom of the Ages. And then we have Help Me Out, My Brain is Cramping. Oh, my God. Gail Splinter.
With Pagan Parenting.
All right. We'll see you in a minute.
I'm my Castlevania quiz.
It's not a monster mash. It's a great hot smash. It's a little bit of flash. It's a monster mash. Everything's cool, just a part of the band. My monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, it's better than cool. When you get to my door, tell them all they sent you. Then you can monster mash. And do a great hot smash. And go to all the flash.
And it is now time for Wisdom of the Ages with Candy Ayers. How are you doing, Candy?
I'm doing great. How's everybody out there?
Whoop-dee-doo-dee-doo.
I think T's had some of those cake pops.
No, I've had inhalers with steroids in it, so I'm a little squirrely. There you go.
Squirrel.
So what do you have for us today, darling?
Well, my quote.
Get my tongue to work.
The quote for this week is from Karen Whitley, and she says, "I heard this whisper and I wondered. I heard this laugh and then I knew. The time is getting near, my friends. The time that I hold dear, my friends. The veil is getting thin, my friends. The strange things will pass through. The veil is getting thinner."
Ooh, is that about? Is that about Samhain?
Yes, we're getting so close to that time. The veil is very thin right now.
It makes me very excited because I've been noticing it, and people are talking about how thin it, or not so much how thin it is, but all the paranormally spooky stuff is starting to happen up, amp up.
Oh, I love this time of year. So many things come across, and people are seeing things out of the corner of their eyes, and hearing things and smelling things. Like when we had our Feast of the Dead, I had a very sharp smell of black licorice.
Ooh.
So that was one way to tell, too, is also the smells that come.
Oh, and at your Feast of the Dead, didn't you have a priestess?
Yes, we did. Jamie became a high priestess, and she's been a student now for 6 years. And she's excited, and she has her own coven now that she started in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow. So Oklahoma, Candy, hard state.
Yes.
Yeah. Candy, I was wondering, okay, so Samhain is our term for Halloween. Do you think that you could explain to our listeners a little bit about what Samhain is?
Well, Samhain is, for some traditions, it's the witch's new year, when the wheel turns to Samhain, and in the first beginning for Yule. But Samhain is the time when our ancestors come to us, our fur, feather, scales, and skin friends come to see us, and we have a time when we can commune. And a lot of people have the Feast of the Dead, or the Silent Supper, as some people call it, and they set it up, and they actually invite their ancestors and the people that have passed to come and be with them. And then we have an ancestral web, which we hang up. And on that web, we put the names of all of the people that we want to honor and remember. And then we have an animal altar for all the animals and pets and loved little spirits that have passed over. And then we invite them in. And we always have to be sure to say good and holy things, because there's other things out there this time of the year, too. And that's why we have the pumpkins with the eyes that glow to kind of try and help us with that. But it's a good time of the year to get in touch with yourself spiritually, and to say things to people that have passed that maybe you didn't get a chance to say while they were alive.
I it's one of my favorite holidays, and that's part of the reason, is because we get a chance to spend time with our loved ones that have passed on. And it's just just the time of year itself is beautiful. This is my favorite time of year because of the weather and the colors, but it's also just so precious because, like you said, the veil is getting thinner, and this is the time that we can chat away, you know, and honor them.
Honor is a very big thing that I think that we lose contact a lot of times with our ancestors, and we don't remember to honor them and realize that their blood flows through our veins, and if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be like we are now, and we wouldn't have what we have. I actually am very honored this year because I actually get to do a handfasting wedding on Samhain.
Oh, awesome!
That's beautiful.
Congratulations to the couple.
Congratulations to Sammy and Sean.
Aw. And I hope you're going to be posting lots of pictures.
I will do that. Lots of pictures. Well, y'all have a wonderful Samhain, and I hope to see y'all next week.
Candy, thank you so much for all of your wisdom and your soothing, soothing voice. We just love you.
Love y'all, too.
Okay, bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now it's time for Pagan Parenting with Gail Splinter. It got real quiet. Hi, Gail.
Hello.
It did get so quiet. That's why I was like, did we just get shut off? So I'm sorry. That's why I didn't say anything. I was like, I was waiting for the whole thing to shut down.
Yes, I understand. So our Gail Splinter here is our pagan parenting expert. And what little tidbits do you have for us today, my darling?
Well, I was going to share with you guys tonight about how to set up an altar with your kids and how to do a brief Samhain ritual as a family.
Oh, I love it.
So, yeah. So as we were already just talking about, now is the time that we honor our bloodline, our kinfolk, our clansmen, people who've helped shape the people who we are today. And we also take time to honor our deceased friends that have passed this past year and pets. They can be included too. If you're adopted, it's time to honor whatever family means to you. And as we just were talking about, it's the time when the veil is at the thinnest between the two worlds. It's time to sit back and honor the spirit world. So to set up an altar for, you can just set it up for the Samhain season and leave it up all year round. If you have a dedicated area, if you have a limited space, just use a corner of like a dresser top or a shelf or a fireplace mantle. And then leave the area undisturbed so your ancestors can gather around there. And it's an area where you can just take time to meditate and honor them, you know, without having to move stuff every time somebody wants to use the kitchen table. So it's nice to just have a little space if you can. So first of all, you want to start off by cleansing the space. Use, you know, dust it, vacuum it, wash it, and then smudge it with, you know, use a sage stick and consecrate the area as you're doing this. Say something like, I dedicate this space to those whose blood runs through me, my fathers and mothers, my guides and guardians, and those whose spirits have helped to shape me. Then you want to decorate the area, kind of use some fabric. Color is important. Pattern, if you're like, say if you're Scottish, you could use a plaid or something like that. If you have photos or pictures that represent your family or something that have special meaning, arrange them all so that you can see everything. Maybe you have a link to your past, something that an ancestor owned, a piece of jewelry or a diary, a pocket watch, war medal, something like that. Anything that you think might fit on the altar. Then you want to add other things too, like candles. If you have small children, you probably want to consider LED candles, and then you light them while you're meditating. Use a cauldron or a cup that symbolizes the womb of Mother Earth. Any symbols that represent your spirituality, like a pentagram or something. And then go ahead and raid your Halloween decorations and find anything that resonates with you. Have your kids help you gather these items. Have them help you set them up on the altar. Include a plate where you can leave food offerings. And then a plate, you invite your ancestors, welcome there, and let them know that you want to honor them and thank them. And it's nice to have if you do family tree work, to have a genealogy sheet so you have names of people.
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah, and then you want to set a mood. So you have your candles lit. Maybe if you're outside, use a flat rock or a tree stump or something. Burn some incense. Maybe you want some drumming going on or a little chanting. And then when you're actually doing the ritual, realize that, you know, some kids have shorter attention spans. You might want to limit your ritual to about 20 minutes or so, but you're the best judge of what your child is ready for. Maybe you want to do something like paint her face, or she can bang on a drum or do some chanting, or being silent is okay too. I think that to have a successful ritual, you want to prep as much as you can beforehand. Have the kids help you bake some bread. I've got some recipes for soul cakes that I can maybe put up on the website if you want to check those out. Have a bowl with food that you're going to share, a cup that you're going to share a drink, like some cider or water. Obviously, if your kids are sick, you want individual cups. And then do the meditation. Take time to focus and meditate. Gather your family around the altar. Be silent for a moment. It's a great opportunity to explain to your young kids what it is to meditate. You start thinking of your ancestors, the pets, your friends, whoever it is that you want to honor, and be grateful. Send gratitude out to the universe and thank your ancestors for their lives, the abilities that they have, the strength, their spirit. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, connect to the earth, connect to spirit, and think about people of the past. And then say something to the effect of, tonight we're honoring Samhain, a time which celebrates lives of people and animals we've loved and lost. We honor you so you may live in our hearts and memories. Tonight we honor, and then take that family tree name and name people. If you know some of these people, you have little stories about them, you can share those. It's a good way for young children to kind of connect to the memory of these people's lives. And then end with something like, even those whose blood runs through me, whose names I do not know yet. So you're kind of encompassing everybody in your bloodline. Just take the time, thank them. Pay attention to any messages that you might receive while you're doing this. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, it might make sense later on, or it might be a message meant for someone else that you need to pass along. You'll know what to do with it. Eventually, there'll be no doubt in your heart what you're supposed to be doing. So after you're doing the naming, then you pass the food to share. We've made these soul cakes, probably, you know, small chunks of bread. You probably don't want to do cookies or anything like that, because that'll probably be distracting for little kids. But, you know, just some bread. You approach the altar. The adults usually will go first, kind of to show the kids what to do, or take the children's hands and lead them up there and leave the food offering on the altar and say a small prayer. Say something like, oh, I leave this bread as a gift for those who came before, and I thank you for being part of my family. Have the children say thank you. Then after that, pass the cup around with your cider or your water and say, I drink in honor of my family, the universe, or if you gods or goddesses, whatever you want to put in there, and the bond of kin, and you sip it and pass it along. Say, I share this with you in honor of our ancestors. Then hold hands together, close your eyes, be silent for a moment. And then say, ancestors, family, parents, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, grandmother, grandfather, we thank you. Thank you for joining us this Samhain night and for helping to shape who we are and our lives. We honor you and we thank you.
That is absolutely beautiful.
And I think it would be a really good time for forgiveness, because there are so many people in our lives that we are holding grudges against.
Absolutely.
And that we could we could forgive them and send them out blessings too.
Mm-hmm. Change that negative into a positive. You bet.
Love it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have goosebumps. I'm so excited.
I know. I was looking, I'm looking around my room going, ooh, altar right there. Perfect. So you've just inspired me.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
I'm so excited.
That's great.
Well, let's hurry up with this dumb radio show so I can get to work.
Bite your tongue, dumb radio
show. I know. I'm kidding. So, Gail, do you think that you can post that on our website?
Absolutely. Yes.
So if you go to sitaspell.net, that is our website, we'll have Gail post that whole ritual. That's just beautiful.
I wanted something that's, you know, it's really hard to do, to keep up your ritual work when you have kids. So I wanted to make it as easy as possible, include them where you can, and make it really accessible. So it's not like a big drawn out affair and you have to spend a lot of money on it. No, just grab some stuff that has some significance and meaning to you from around your house and pull something together. It's all really intent, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what magic is. That's how spells work. It's all about intent.
Exactly.
Well, Gail, I want to thank you again for being our pagan parenting expert and for being a part of our show. We love having you.
Yeah, I love being here. Thank you so much.
All right. So we will talk to you next week, and Gail is going to have a brand new topic for us. But in the meantime, Gail, have a great weekend, a great week, and can't wait to talk to you next week. So
thank
with
you.
That, we will be right back.
To tell about this guy, you all know me, and he's scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I crawl into bed. He's burning.
I remember it right. And we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movie. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to ill, buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, man, maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how has been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws. Tried to get me, but my alarm went off. And then silence, it was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on. Come on, Jeff, answer. Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen,
what
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me. No, don't
no.
go to sleep,
I'll
Jeff.
You tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going Jeff. To bed.
Welcome back to the Sit a Spell Show. We now have the Crystal Connections with Michelle Johnson. That was my best radio voice. What'd you guys think? Was that awesome or what?
Oh, that was so spectacular.
Awesome. Awesome sweaty balls. Thank you. So this is another new segment that we're adding to the show. And Michelle, why don't you give a little bio? Who are you, dear?
Who am I? That's a very good question. Okay, let's see. I am a wife and a stay-at-home mom of my beautiful 15-month-old daughter. I am the owner of Ravenstone Creations, which I've talked about before on the show a while ago. Let's see, Reiki master teacher, and I also do transformational healing, and I'm a trauma release facilitator. Self-taught crystal intuitive for the past 7 years. I guess you could call me a psychic medium.
Yes, touch
dead people. I prefer the term sensitive because it's all energy, but you know, that's just my opinion. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
And her products are awesome as hell. And I whore her shit out all the time.
She does. She's really good at that.
Speaking of, I gave all of mine away. I need more.
Okay, we'll talk about that then.
Okay.
You know, I got your back covered.
So, Michelle, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, tonight I wanted to talk about some crystals that are really good to use for Samhain. That's coming very soon. One of my favorites for Samhain is black obsidian, which is awesome to use for scrying if you're into that. It also helps process grief from a loss of loved ones or friends. It's really protective and grounding, and it helps get rid of negative energy from your space. So it's really good to use in preparation for any type of rituals. Another one that I really like, which is really one of my favorite crystals ever, is clear quartz. It works really well with the crown and the higher chakras, and it amplifies energies and intentions you may have. So again, good for ritual work. Another one is carnelian, which I actually learned something while I was researching this. It was used long time ago in ancient times to assist the dead on their journeys to the afterlife. So I thought that was pretty cool. Very,
awesome.
Yeah, very in tune with what's going on. A
We've
few stones. Oh, am I back?
Yep, you're back.
Okay. Can I just start again? Or
Nope, you're all good. Go ahead.
Okay. It's also, carnelian is also one of the few stones that never needs to be cleared. So it's a really great choice to keep with your other stones to help clear their energies.
Ooh, I'm going to get me some of those.
Carnelian is wonderful. Smoky quartz is really good for grounding and protection. And it's great to be used to manifest one's goals and dreams. So it's really good, again, with ritual work. And it can also be used to attract entities from the spiritual realm. So I thought that was pretty neat. And let's see, apophyllite. Oh, my goodness. I love me some apophyllite. it works really well to clear your crown and your third eye chakras, which allow you to be more open to the spiritual energies. It's great to use while doing divination work because it enhances clairvoyance and psychic visions. And, of course, as with any type of ritual work, rainbow moonstone is just awesome to incorporate in there because it connects you with the divine feminine energy of the goddess, and it increases and strengthens your intuition. So I always have some of that around when I do some rituals.
You are brilliant.
So now, I know I talked to you earlier about this.
Yeah.
But we are in Mercury retrograde.
We are.
And people are blowing up their little brain cells. Yep. Is there a crystal that you could have with you to help navigate that better?
Yes, there are actually, I've got quite a few that I've found that work well for me when I'm going through Mercury retrograde, and it seems to be like just crazy, like it has been lately. Tree moss agate and obsidian is really good to help balance and stabilize electronics. So keep that around your computer, cell phone, whatever. Hematite and red jasper are really great to keep yourself grounded with all the wonkiness that could happen with the Mercury retrograde. And we all know about communication issues with whether it's through email or in-person conversations.
Facebook page.
That too. We're not mentioning anything. I'm not going to go there. but I really like blue calcite and blue kyanite to help with the communication and just kind of keep those lines open and clear with what you are actually trying to say and not what people think you're trying to say.
So if I carry all of these stones around, I'm going to be adding a good 50 pounds, and I'm trying to lose weight.
Well, it's good 50 pounds, though. You know what I mean?
And we all know you store them in your bra, so you're going to have a nice rack. It'll be a little lumpy, but...
This is true.
Just a couple more, though. I have a couple more that are really good for the Mercury Retro that I want to talk about real quick.
Okay.
Fluorite is awesome at improving your concentration, which we know can just, like, you can lose your thoughts, you lose your keys, you lose whatever during this time. And so it's really good at keeping that and organizing your thoughts and keeps you centered, which obviously helps with the grounding aspect. And then Amazonite, I found, is really great to release fear and anxiety that can accompany this time with the Mercury retrograde. So I just wanted to throw those out there. Those are the ones that I use that I've found to be tried and true. So, you know, you got to do what you feel is right and what you're drawn to as well. So these are just hints or suggestions.
Do you think that you could write those up and so we can put them on the Citispell Show site?
Oh, for sure. Totally.
Because this is really, really good information.
Yep.
I'm a huge believer in the energy that comes from the different stones, and mm-hmm. to have you on our show now, I'm learning so much. I love it. So thank you for being a part of our show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be part of it. And you guys know me. I love stones and crystals, so I could talk about these babies all day.
Well, yeah, you're a stone whore, just like me.
I am.
You are an awesome asset to our show, my darling.
thank you for having me.
So we're not going to take a quick break. This is our final segment, so we have got to get a movie review. Blah, 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 blah. Let me try and say that again so people that speak English can understand me. Michelle, thank you so much for being on the show. And Teresa, we have got a movie review that we've got to get to really fast. What movie did we watch?
The Good Witch, and I think it was a movie off of Lifetime, which I tend to think is a fluff channel.
Oh, it totally is.
It's totally a fluff channel. I did watch it, even though you were trying to trick me. Ha ha ha. I watched it, but, you know, it's a great fluff movie, but the main character,
Cassandra something.
Yeah. The thing with, now I'm thinking of this not from pagan view. Okay. I'm watching this from a non-pagan view.
Right.
And to me, the character is almost the sneaky witch.
You think so?
Yes. Because she's doing all this stuff and then she's giving this knowing look with the little grin. And it's like she's moving everything to her way.
Her way is a good way. She's bringing families together.
Yeah, but if I was coming from a non-pagan view, that's the impression that I was getting from that. You know, okay. it's like, okay, these people don't like me, so you don't see her actually doing anything spell wise.
It's all
but you see that look in her eye. It's kind of a very devilish little look in her eye, and a little grin. And it's
while
like,
she hands someone a stone or gives them oil, she does have that knowing. I'm gonna sort your problems out. I just thought it was a very sweet movie, and there's actually four of them now. The last one was The Good Witch's Destiny, and that was actually on Saturday, and I recorded it and watched it, and I thought it was great. Unfortunately, I did not get to see the end because the DVR shut it off, so I didn't get to see the end of it. I agree with what you're saying, that she, yeah, that's sneaky.
Yeah, but and just, to me it was like she was doing it without asking permission to do it.
Right. Well, it's not like
except for the couple, the two people in there, she did ask kind of permission, but it was like she was doing it without. You know,
I get, yeah, because
and that's a no-no.
Yeah, that is a no-no. But you also have to remember, just like you said, it's a fluff show on a fluff channel, and it's supposed to be like family-oriented, happy. Nobody gets sad, and if they do, it's all finished up within 2 hours, and everybody's happy. I think it's a very sweet set of movies. I can definitely see what you're saying about, you know, because she did break a few rules with that. But yes. I don't think they actually looked at the rules when they made the movie. Well, most movies don't, actually, when it comes to the craft.
It's a cute fluff movie.
Yeah. And so I'm glad I made you watch it. Ha ha.
Ha ha. Well, I'm going to make you watch something even more horrible the next time.
You're evil. Evil tea.
I know.
So, Teresa, let me interject then. What was worse, this or Lords of Salem?
Lords of Salem.
Hands down, Lords of Salem.
That was the worst movie ever in the history of evers.
You couldn't even pay me. You couldn't even put me through torture to watch it again. I would take the torture, biatch. That was so horrid.
And we blame you for that because you made us watch
yes.
it.
Yes. So you get a spanking, Mr. Hadley.
But you'll like won't that. Like it. Damn it.
Yeah.
We're already going to rub his butt with oils and spank him. He's set for the year.
He's all good. So, do you have anything coming up this week?
Just traveling up on Thursday to Duluth and with the girls who honor dead things and setting up my little tchotchkes. And then we'll be out and about doing our thing in the woodlands. And they've got a Day of the Dead celebration up there, so we're going to be participating in that too. So,
very cool.
That's my fun weekend coming. Lots of pictures.
I'll be with at the Mounds Theater with the zombies again, having a blasty blast. So we want to thank you for listening to the Sit a Spell Show with Teresa and Lisa. And we are just so blessed and thankful that you're spending this time with us. Remember that you are absolutely perfect in every way and you matter. And just like I want to thank Gail and Candy and Michelle, you matter to us. You matter to us in such a huge way. Remember to always take care of everyone. You have to go out there and make a difference in the world. The world is already such a cruel place. Go be the difference. Go make somebody smile. Don't be the bad guy. Be the change. And remember to always, 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 my darling, always take back your light. Blessed be and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me to time. Where is the bell that tells? It really does an insane game. Let's do the time on the air. Let's do the time on the air.
It's a dream. Free me so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time on the air. Let's do the time on the air.
Well, I was walking down the street just a having a thing. When a secular guy gave me an evil wing. He shook on me and he took me by surprise. He had a pickup track and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change. Time and nothing ever would again.
to the left.
Cityspell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.